You know, speaking of concerts, it's Bumper Shoot Weekend. Seattle Center is going to be pulsating with music.
Now that your picture's in the paper, being graphically admired, you can have it, a one that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is why, why.
The Wu-Tang Clan, La Luz, and Elvis Costello, three of the dozens of local and national music acts you'll be able to see this weekend at Bumper Shoot. It's Seattle's largest music and arts festival. It kicks off tomorrow at Seattle Center. Recently, the New York Times asked, are festivals today too corporate, too homogenized, or are they still good places for discovery and shared experiences? To help answer that question, we've invited Charles R. Cross to come to our studios. He's a music journalist and author of several books. His latest, Here We Are Now, The Lasting Impact of Kurt Cobain. Charles, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Ross.
Well, you and I are both going to be at Bumper Shoot this weekend, but you know, people are kind of asking the question, festivals cost more money, they're getting bigger and bigger, more money being spent on top artists. How has that affected festivals like Bumper Shoot?
Well, what's happened is that festivals have become more and more corporate, and there's an incredible amount of corporate sponsorship in these large festivals like Coachella. Bumper Shoot doesn't have that. It has some corporate sponsorship, but nowhere near what these other festivals are. It also can't charge people to camp, like the Gorge can. It can't pull in all this other marketing that these other festivals do. And so that has negatively affected Bumper Shoot's bottom line. This is a non-profit festival. It's done in the center of the city. There is no other festival like that in America. But there are, according to Allie Hedrick, who works for Billions, a local booking place, she just recently added up all the festivals in North America. There are now 847 music festivals in North America every year.
That's amazing. Now, Bumper Shoot, back in 2010, I understand they began to scale back. They didn't no longer want to put big resources into headliners like Bob Dylan, who I think played that year. What do you think of the changes they've made?
Well, it wasn't that they didn't want to. It was that economically they had a couple down years, and Bumper Shoot was having a harder time. And all these acts that play these big festivals, their amount they charge has gone up and up and up. So a band that might have gotten paid $5,000 to play Bumper Shoot 10 years ago, that very same band is now getting paid $40,000 from Coachella, and it has inflated the prices. So it's made it much harder for Bumper Shoot to get those marquee headline acts. Bumper Shoot did something that I think was very savvy. They decided to basically retool. We will no longer go after those superstars who people don't necessarily even associate with the festival. If somebody's going to see Bob Dylan, they're just going to see Bob Dylan. They're not thinking, I'm going for the whole Bumper Shoot experience. And they focused more on the A-minus bands, if you want to call them that, or at least the ones that, it's not really quality, it's more bands that are not superstars. And the last few years of the festival have just been incredible, and the lineup this year is fantastic as well.
You know, you infer there that going to festivals is not all about the headliners.
It certainly isn't. My argument has always been that when you go to a festival, and if you go to Bumper Shoot this weekend, go see the Replacements, but go see the Big Star Tribute as well. Go see Los Lobos, but also go see five or six other bands that are on the smaller stages, the local bands, the bands that are on the rise. If you like the Head and the Heart, stay for the opener. You know, stay afterwards. That's the way that you can expose yourself to music that you didn't know. You'll find your new favorite crush if you do that, because this festival is very carefully curated. Chris Porter, who's the main music booker, he's picked every one of these bands with an idea that if you go through the day, you're going to get a number of different exposures, but not just the band that you know.
Charles R. Cross is with us, music journalist and author, and we're talking about the changing landscape of music festivals. We've got a lot of festivals here, more over the years. There's Bumper Shoot, which has been around for a while, Sasquatch in Eastern Washington, the Capitol Hill Block Party, Doe Bay, Timber. What effect is having so many festivals have on some of the clubs that are also trying to compete in a way with them?
Well, it's had a negative effect. Festivals generally pay more, particularly the really big festivals, but they also put in their contract almost always both a time parameter that you can't play in Seattle again within 3 months or 6 months, and they often also put a radius where you can't play within 90 miles. So even with Bumper Shoot, bands that are playing Bumper Shoot cannot play a gig at the Tractor Tavern the next night. So you often see bands playing unannounced or for free or doing other gigs, which is a great way to experience something the night after Bumper Shoot. But that does affect, if you're booking the Tractor Tavern this Saturday night, are you going to be able to pull anybody in, or is everyone going to be at Bumper Shoot seeing Elvis Costello? It's a difficult thing for clubs, and some of the clubs have complained that as the festivals have grown in size and scope, that has affected their ability, and it's also made the price go up of what they have to pay an act to come play.
You know, I've heard that, Charles Cross, that some bands will play unannounced shows because they happen to be in town. They have to kind of come in under the radar because of their contracts. Now, if you were someone who wanted to check out one of those unannounced shows, what would your advice be?
I'd go to the Tractor Tavern, put it that way.
Okay.
You're
going to
see something good there. It's almost a guarantee. But, you know, you on social media, word gets around. There's not an incredible number of most bands that come in even for Bumper Shoot are immediately going to another gig, and they're in and out very quickly, and they're not hanging around Seattle for 3 days.
You mentioned the influence of corporate funding, not so much on Bumper Shoot, but on some of these other big festivals. And when I hear corporate funding, I think, well, does that change the artistic choices that the bookers make, or does that change the type of bands and how they approach a festival?
Well, I think to some degree it does, but you know, you've got rap bands headlining these festivals. Very, very rarely does a corporate sponsor want to stay away. The one thing that did come up this year is that obviously the rise of EDM, electronic dance music, Bumper Shoot had Skrillex. I don't know if it was last year or the year before, whatever it is, it was, I will say, the single worst show I've ever seen in my entire life.
Is that because you don't like Skrillex, or just you just put on a bad show?
Both. I mean, you know, to me, someone who loves music and loves music actually created by a human being, a guy on stage pushing a button and running a tape, is not something I enjoy seeing. That does nothing for me. Now, there probably are many EDM fans that listen to KUOW in your listenership, but with EDM, there have been a lot of drug overdoses because a big part of that is ecstasy. And we have seen a few corporate sponsors pull out of EDM festivals because they don't want to be associated with something where 9 kids may die on a weekend because of reckless drug use.
Charles, what are some of the bands that might be flying under the radar of a lot of fans that you would recommend checking out this weekend if people are going to Bumper Shoot?
Well, I'm absolutely checking out the Big Star tribute that I said, and what people may not know is Mike Mills of REM is going to be in that band. So there's a superstar band within a band most people haven't heard of.
And we should mention there's a performance of one of the Big Star albums by
exactly, that's what I'm referring to,
yeah.
You know, and it's going to be, you know, the remaining members of Big Star, but with the Posey guys and with you know, bringing in, you know, the guys of REM. So obviously Elvis Costello, the Replacements to me is the band that I just can't even believe they're back together again. And I've seen them play. I think they even played once in this building in the basement, and they were horrible. So you never know what you're going to get with the Replacements, but it's definitely a band worth seeing.
That's part of the legacy of the Replacements. You never know what you're going to get. Charles R. Cross, thank you so much for stopping by. Music journalist, author of books, including Here We Are Now, The Lasting Impact of Kurt Cobain. See you at Bumper Shoot, which kicks off tomorrow. One of the eagerly awaited acts, post-punk Boston band called Mission of Burma. Here they are with Academy Fight Songs.